People tell me you don't need beer to have fun. Well, you don't need running shoes to run, but it sure helps. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, show about things fun, interesting, beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be here hanging out with you, having some good beers, we hope. Talking about the beers we had last week and some beers we're looking out for. And the listeners are going to call us and tell us some stuff. We're going to talk about some beer culture things and all that kind of fun stuff. It's just a fun, relaxing hang, man. With some good beer people. Before the show, we're doing a little bit of tailgating, and I was having a listening donated beer. I believe Wazoo Corvette did, from Movement Brewing Company, Uncle Money. It is just a straight-up Pilsner. And, good, easy to drink Pilsner. I just 4.7 ABV, it downed the whole thing. And so I'm ready to get a show beer going here.
I love gold!
This one's another, maybe probably Wazoo Corvette beer. This one's from Urban Roots. This is, Flufster, German wheat beer with German tatang hops.
Tatang.
Yeah. So I'm having some weird shit, man. This is Germans. Ooh. We're in a funky order. Oh, easy though. Easy drinking. What have you been drinking there, Nick?
Earlier, I had a beer from New Glory. What the hell was it called?
Name escapes. What the hell is it called? There's a beer name for you. What the hell is it called? Also, another
I'll have
new
a what
beer
the hell
name.
Is it?
It could be the name escapes me.
The name escapes me. It was a West Coast double IPA. Situational Fungo Bat. Ori.
It was a weird name. Matt showing off a Mr. Bean Funko he has.
Oh, what? I need to see this. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
This is a Duke Silver Funko Pop.
So there's a... You could pay $50 and get Mr. Bean with his teddy bear, or you could pay $10 and have a 1 in 5 chance of getting Mr. Bean with his teddy bear. But the one I got was Mr. Bean in pajamas.
Dang it.
Which is okay.
Yeah, it's still pretty cool.
I'm just now realizing that, sorry for the podcast listener. Or for anyone, nobody's actually seen this, but the brothers have the same shirt on somehow. I don't know if this was planned or what, but I'm just now realizing.
Mine's not logoed.
Oh, no, yeah, yours is exactly the same.
His is gray and black. Mine's green and black.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No logo.
So what do you have now, then, Nick?
I am drinking. I'm not sure who this is from, but it's a donation to the show. Community Beer Works Snozzberry Sour. Powered by Lloyd, whoever the hell Lloyd is. Very Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks very Willy Wonka inspired.
Inspired. Nice. Not crazy warhead sour. You know, just maybe tart. Just tart enough. Somewhere between raspberry and blackberry would be my guess.
All right. You okay with the tarts? The tartness?
The tart of darkness? Level of tartness?
Not leave it in darkness. All right, well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hart could not be here tonight. We bring you tart.
We'll catch up with Matt in a second, but for right now.
You had to do something that rhymes with fart, tart.
What are you drinking, Matt?
Double dry hop Sherman.
From Tioga Sequoia. In the heart of the San Joaquin Valley. Nick, you want to start us off?
Since we're in the middle of stout season, I suddenly became worried that Narwhal has never won a gold medal at GABF.
Did you sit up at night like, Nick?
Yeah. Nick, what if they've never won?
Nick, what's wrong? I don't. What if Narwhal's never won an award? Oh,
yeah. All right.
Thanks for waking me up.
Thanks, brain. And I was kind of right. They haven't. Narwhal has won an award, but not since 2014.
Ooh, wow. 7-year award drought for Narwhal.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What happened 7 years ago? Who did they change? Whoever brews the Narwhal? Change people?
Narwhal brewer sabotaged all years after that.
Interesting. Well, maybe.
I mean, I can't be seen not drinking gold medal, you know.
Yeah. Maybe this will light a fire under whoever's in charge of Narwhal down there at the Sierra.
Only gold. I only drink gold. Has there ever been an only gold festival?
Only gold medal. Festival. Ah. There you go. There's an idea for a festival. Only medal winners.
Only winners.
Only winners. No, bunch of fucking losers here.
Winners. No losers. No participation trophies.
Nope.
No honorable. This is not the honorable mention fest.
Yeah. Well, put that together.
Podcast. Only gold. I love gold
fest. Only gold fest.
Headliner will be Paul and the.
And the.
Paul and the Mariners.
The gold members.
Gold. Goldilocks. And the three IPAs.
What else, Nick?
What else? Looking out for Switching accounts. Hold, please. Hold. Machine Head Brewing has a new porter out called Draw the Line, which I'm guessing is an Aerosmith reference, seeing as all his beers are named after music influences. I think that says 8%, though, so it's heavy for a porter. Maybe it's a stout. Yeah. Maybe I'm not reading this right, but that's my latest. You're
pushing
looking
the
out
limits
for.
As porters, man.
Porters. I don't know if you guys saw earlier, Machine Head is releasing a society membership too.
Oh.
On the 13th. Which is Saturday.
Member privileges.
Member privileges. Oh, it is. It's an Imperial Porter. Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, high ABV porter for your enjoyment.
We're going to see you down there, Nick, this weekend?
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe. Depends on how many leaves I got to rake up out of the beer garden. It is, you know, the time of year when all the leaves fall off the trees.
Yeah. I think it's called fall.
Ah. How convenient.
Just get a neighborhood kid to do that so you can go drink.
Perfect. Here's a shiny quarter.
Here's a quarter, kid. Thanks, mister.
And if you do a good job, I'll let you wash my car when you're done.
Wow.
This beer is actually purple.
Wow.
I wish you guys could see it.
Show it. Yeah.
Weird. I got my,
listener.
My cup.
Oh.
Can't you see through
black
it.
Cup.
If I pour it upside down, I don't think that's a good idea.
So what you got, Nick?
That's what I got.
All right. Matt?
Yes?
Do you have anything to share with the class?
Not when you put it like that. let's see here. Did we already talk about the
nope.
sellout culture?
Nope.
Was that in your notes, Mikey?
Well, if no one else got to it, I'm ready for it. You're ready for it.
I mean, the news was shared with us, and I will shout out Big Game James. That was the first thing he told me when I walked in the office today. He's like, so what do you think about Lion Little World Beverages striking a deal to acquire Bell's? Same company that currently owns New Belgium. The company that unemployee-owned New Belgium.
The non-employee-owned New Belgium.
Oh, that's cute. You have an employee-owned brewery. Would be a shame if you didn't.
Be a shame if you didn't. Nice house. I said nice house. Untouchables reference. Got a nice family. Shame something happened to him. Was that the first you'd heard of it when Big Game was like, Big Game was like, I'm going to break the news to Matt. So did you hear about the latest sellout?
Yeah, we share a wall, and so he was pretty excited to bring that up, and I was like, well, that's kind of some big news. I was like, maybe we'll get quadruple hearted now.
Quad heart. Quadruple bypass heart. Yeah, so the Midwest's leading craft brewery, Bell's Brewing, will be joining up with New Belgium under the Kieran family tree of buyout beer. And Midwestern indie beer geeks mourn. Larry Bell, the owner. Basically, I mean, this one, I mean, it's hard for us to talk about because we don't get Bell's here, so it's like not really affecting us. But I mean, I know we've had all the heavy hitters from Bell's from because of the listeners, you know, Hop Slam and. Too Hearted and Oberon and Oberon, those. So, but this, I mean, this is one of those sort of, situational kind of things because, so Larry Bell wanted to retire. He's wanting to retire. He's getting up there and he's like, I'm, you know, can I go please enjoy what I have left of my life now, because this is a lot of work and stress, and I would like to retire. So he's like, I guess his daughter was running it for a little while, and then that just wasn't working for her or for whatever reason. That wasn't going to work. So he's like, he's basically just like, can I find somebody suitable to take this over? Because he doesn't want to freaking ditch the brewery. There's a, you know, ton of employees and a ton of culture he's built up and everything, so he doesn't, and there just really wasn't a suitable independent way to go about selling it, and from what I've gleaned off of it anyway, this is just me kind of paraphrasing what's going on. So this was basically the best alternative he had as far as selling it and being able to retire properly was to have go under this go about it this way. So while it sucks that Bell's is no longer independent and it's buyout, but also like what else, you know, what else was he supposed to do? Like what other, you know, you can't just, if you have nobody to hand the reins off to that you trust, that's going to keep the company going in a proper manner, then I mean, what do? This isn't like a where, you know, something like Golden Road or something that was built to get the built for buyout. This is just
built
like
built for buyout. That's a good beer name.
Built for buyout. So I don't know. I mean, it's disappointing if I'm a big Bell's fan and I'm an indie guy.
Yeah.
But also, it's not, I don't know, it's not like selling the AB InBev. It's kind of a situational kind
of. It's the better of the situation.
Yeah.
And I know he has good intentions, and he promises that Bell's is going to stay in Kalamazoo. But, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as budgets need to be cut.
Right. It doesn't seem like New Belgium, I have no idea. Like, once they sold out, I haven't bought a New Belgium beer, but I've just sort of, they've just kind of left my radar, and I still see them in the grocery store, but I just gloss over them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like anything different other than they're not really in my universe anymore as far as, like, new releases and stuff like that, so I don't really know what's going on there, but
the specialty stuff has gone away. I have not seen
that kind of like
Lawfully or any kind of big, you know.
So I don't know if that's because I'm not.
Did they do the big collaboration series where they had the, what was that called?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What was that? So it's like, I don't know, is like, did it, are they just completely off the radar because I'm not paying attention, or because they're not doing that kind of indie kind of, you know, creative stuff anymore, and they're just like showing up for work and punching the clock and brewing the beer and brewing the Ranger IPA and going
just
home.
Make Fat Tire.
Fat Tire.
Oh yeah, the Voodoo Ranger.
Yeah, all the Voodoo Ranger series beers and.
Boo.
What other kind of zombie IPAs can we make? So I don't really know. Like I mean, all I know is Matt doesn't drink Fat Tire anymore. So I mean, how could they still be surviving?
Yeah, when they took Shift Lager away, they made me mad.
I mean, I'd drink Fat Tire out of cans, but it's just usually those are only sold in 12 packs, and those don't have many placements like the bottles do. I mean, it's with any beer I drink, I just try to find cans.
Yeah, like you would.
So
think,
I wouldn't try to get a rise out of me or try to lump me into your story.
Oh, I can do it. I'm a professional podcaster, sir. I can.
Was it the Lips of Faith series? Is that?
Yeah, that's a thing.
That was a series.
Remember anymore? That I don't see anymore or anything. Like almost New Belgium, and almost it seems like it worked an opposite where, you know, usually you get bought out and then all of a sudden you see it everywhere and it's
yeah.
All over the place. But like, it seems like I seem less, if anything, I see less of it. But so I don't know. I wonder if we're going to see Bell's beer on the coast now? Or
yeah, maybe the flagships or whatever they turn into the flagships. Two Hearted.
Yeah. And will
Two Hearted replace anything in Sierra Nevada?
Label
Two Farted?
Will the infamous ugly trout in a dirty, grimy river label, will that go away or will they keep that?
Grimy trout.
Everybody
so
hates
pleasant.
That label, but like if they go in and change it now, they're like, oh! It's because of the buyout. They change the label. Uh-huh.
Pleasant koi fish in a pond.
Very clean pond.
Yeah, very, very whimsical with lily pads and fireflies.
So normally I'd be like, "Nope, they're dead. Don't drink them anymore." But
dead.
Would you
turn it instantly? Turn the can.
Yeah, turn the can.
Just.
But if you're a Midwesterner that loves Bell's, I mean. I'm not. I'll still cheers your check-in on Untappd for your Bell's. I'm not gonna say anything about it.
No one star, not my style.
You're in Michigan. I mean, what are you gonna do? You gotta drink Bell's. This isn't an ABM, Beb. If it's AB buying it, and I'm like, nope. Don't do it, but
yeah. If you find yourself at an airport in the Midwest, and that's on tap,
yeah, that's the only crafty beer. Go for it. Let me see if I can pull this up. Oh man, now realizing I might be able, not be able to do this live on the podcast. I wanted to pull up the Discord. Maybe Matt could do it if I can't do it here. Because the Lager Line had some opinions on there.
The Lager Line.
Oh, okay. I think I got it. Never mind. So, God dang, come on. All right, so Hops Hound says, was not a fan of Bell's before. Two Hearted has the ugliest label ever, and I've been impressed. I have never been impressed by any of their beer, so it makes no difference to me. And Beryl there was like, bro, this is huge news. Two Hearted is a classic all Centennial IPA. All those hazies and sours have infected Jay's palate, and Hop sounds like, whoa, 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 bro. never said too hard it was a bad beer. It just had many times before hazies were a big thing. I had it many times before hazies were a big thing. I simply said it didn't impress me. I still have one from time to time. Ritter's like, biggest Midwest craft brewery, didn't think they ever sell out.
Whoa.
And then Hoptown's like, funny that the biggest Midwest brewery people thought would never sell sold out. And New Belgium, the biggest mountain region brewery that people thought would never sell out, sold out. So same people.
Too big to fail doesn't apply here. Huh?
Beer Warblers like Oberon and Two Hearted Ale and Christmas Ale were the go-to beers when I first started drinking craft. Kieran is solid. And then Matt Tubby's trying to irk my ire with Allagash talk. For the record, I'm fine with Allagash the brewery. I just don't like that Allagash White. I'm fine with the brewery. I just don't like Allagash White. Let's see if any new. So there you go. There's some opinions from the lager line, which you can join as a listener. If you look in the show notes, should be a link to the Discord lager line. Any final thoughts on the Bell's Brewing? Bell's Brewing, and it seems like they said they're gonna let whatever this means, that they're gonna let New Belgium run it, essentially. So Kieran's like, New Belgium will run it. So I don't know. I guess that's probably better.
Is that their way of trying to make it okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, you trust New Belgium to make craft beer. They'll do a fine job overseeing.
They'll do a fine job overseeing.
Like, New Belgium's on top bunk.
So if you don't mind, if you don't mind a little bit of buyoutness in your beer, you're okay. Should be fine. But if you're 100% indie, then you have one less big brewer to get beer from. Well, is there something else, Matt, you have?
Ooh, now I have to find the website again. CCBA has noted that TTB, so California Craft Brewers Association, has noted that TTB has expansions of allowable revisions to approved alcohol beverage labels. So previously, if you even made the most minor of change to your label, you'd have to resubmit it to TTB. And, you know, they eventually have the say-all if your labels are good or not. And the three changes that apply to microbreweries is Article 39. Add, change, or delete a statement providing tapping instructions for a keg. That is now allowable. Add to, change on, or delete from a label or container the name or the name and address of the container manufacturer. That is also for microbrewery. And then the last one, change the stated numerical representation of the International Bitterness Units, also known as IBU, and original gravity, which some people will use original gravity and final gravity, or I think terminal gravity is another term too, to help somebody perceive the bitterness or the dryness or the finish point of the beer. And they're now saying that you can make those modifications without having to resubmit the label. There's small enough changes to where it doesn't require them to nitpick it, in my opinion. So small changes, but generally rule updates, whether it's from a state standpoint or like a ABC standpoint or a TTV standpoint. It's usually just people chiseling away at outdated stuff.
So good. So, it's good things.
It's progress, as they say.
Progressive. Progressive Brewing.
And, yeah, Modern Times needs to bring more fancy beers here.
Oh.
Fancy.
That's what I'm looking out for. More fancy beers.
They kind of... It's very look kind of dead on that front as far as Modern Times goes lately. They're just all I see is the at the market, and it's usually the same Modern Time beers at the market, and nothing real exciting happening there. So I don't know whose fault that is, but the Modern Times excitement in Fresno is pretty dead right now. Just saying, Modern Times, if you want to.
Yeah.
Fire something up. No, looking out for beers, Matt?
I just told you.
Oh, okay. More,
no
more.
Fancy modern
outside
stuff.
Of modern time. It's bacon and egg season once again. Pizza Port Brewing's and Imperial Coffee Porter Bacon and Eggs is getting released this week. So start looking out for that. Your breakfast beer, the tailor-made breakfast beer. One of the beers I'm glad that on the label, one of the ingredients or name in the label isn't in the beer.
Eggs. No, not even a hint of it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it yolk or whites only?
Yeah, fine with bacon, but yeah, whites only. Can I just have whites only?
It's a beer. It's already made.
Oh, okay.
It's too much cholesterol in the yolk. I gotta have the egg white.
Also, another one to look out for, Original Pattern Brewing Company in Oakland. One called Banshee. Wow. It's a maple brown ale. So, you know. We got to prop up brown ales whenever they're...
That's a fall beers so for you this time.
Yeah, fall beers. This is created by one of the staff members there.
Are you preparing your Thanksgiving Day playlist?
I'll have to do that. We'll have to do that next week. Prep.
He's falling out loud for beers.
For beers. The staff member at Original Pattern... came up with this Mason McGeorge. He is a member of the band Stay Out, the punk rock band Stay Out, East Bay's punk rock band Stay Out, and he came up with this beer called Banshee. So, and we have Original Pattern. You can get at Out of the Barrel. Has plenty of loves to put Original Pattern in there, so may actually get it here in Fresno. Have you guys seen these? The Smooge. It is not a hard seltzer company, but a hard smoothie company.
Oh, no.
And I've just been seeing them on Instagram a lot, that Smooge. And they make hard smoothies.
Hard smoothies.
I don't even feel that you should even give it
I know,
15
I
seconds.
But you can get them at BevMo Trader Joe's, and somehow they're shelf stable. I don't know how you make a hard smoothie shelf stable, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Trader Joe's does not have a cold box for beers.
So I'm just seeing a lot lately. I'm just... I don't know why. Like Matt says, I shouldn't really be mentioning, but not that I'll ever have one. But.
Well, I mean, if we're going to go there, then we need to talk about Arby's... Curly fry vodka.
Curly fry. Yeah, why not? Their vodka is taking a lot of craft beer energy there, making that.
Damn it.
Would you want a curly fry stout?
Curly fry. Ooh, can yeah, I do.
Of course.
What about an Arby's sauce stout?
Sure. Sounds spicy.
Sounds spicy.
Big bell beefer.
Bell beefer.
But Mikey, you have to say the full thing. It's not curly fry flavored vodka, but it's also crinkle fry flavored vodka. So now it's a debate. Crinkle or curly, which one's better?
Like you could discern whether something's crinkle or curly in a drink.
Oh, curly fries have their own taste, sir.
Yeah,
do not.
They're spiced.
It could be Jack in the Box. It could be Colorado Grill. It could be your freezer section. It could be Arby's. Curly fries taste different than crinkle fries.
I agree. I would say curly fries
is the only correct answer. Yes.
Crinkle fries.
Wow.
But
a waffle crisp cut fries.
Those have the same flavoring as curly fries.
I like Foster Freeze's.
I thought every fry had its own flavor.
I like Foster Freeze's curly fries or crinkle fries.
Yeah, they got good fries.
But those, you could go buy those at the Sunny Select crinkle cut fries would taste the same as the Foster Freeze ones.
They're not super unique, but they're good.
You can't get that vintage grease flavor.
I'll tell you the number one underrated thing in the fast food fry community, not talked about enough, and it's been years now, but when Wendy's went from the steak fries to just these generic basic ass fries that are just boring as fuck, that I'm still not over it, because you know Wendy's had the unique steak fries amongst the fast food chains, and then they just went to this just bland, regular fries. I'm just like, ugh. I'm sure it's cheaper. There must be cheaper to make or something, but they're just worthless. Question.
Don't impress me.
In-N-Out fries, good or not good?
Good.
Animal style, okay.
But just straight In-N-Out fries?
Straight fries, not a fan.
I'm not either.
I'll eat them,
but like I got.
Oh, I'm not eating them.
I gotta pour a shit ton of salt on those. No fries need more salt than an In-N-Out fries.
I said no salt. No.
No salt.
I'll eat them straight up.
What's your favorite fry in fast food? Of all the fry genres, all the fast food fries out there, what's number one?
Are you asking one of us or both of us?
Both. Whoever wants to chime in first. I'll just say nothing beats to me but unfortunately you can't get a full clean sleeve of it, but McDonald's fry, properly consistent McDonald's fry is the best one.
You can get them fresh and not overcooked.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying.
Right. If you get them. If I got a properly cooked sleeve of fries, all properly cooked, I would say McDonald's. But like you get like one third of a McDonald's fry is good. And then the rest of it's just junk.
They don't stay. You cannot warm them up an hour later or a day later for that matter.
If you don't get them proper right then and there, they become junk. But they're really good if they're right.
But because of that, I think Foster's fries are better 90% of the time. Are where they should be.
They are more consistent. Yeah, you get a better ratio. More consistent. I agree with that.
So Foster's crinkle fries.
Yeah, I can't think of anything better out there.
The place in Clovis, Harmer Boys, they have really good French fries. Crisp, to actually taste like potato ratio. And they even stay crisp as they start to cool, which most fries don't.
Mm-hmm.
Places that are not necessarily a burger joint, Deli Delicious, their beer battered fries are delicious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They have good fries.
I think, and kind of to the point of the Foster Freeze fries, anybody that has steak fries, usually most of them are good. Like, there's not too many bad steak fries. Usually, like, the whole thing of fries that you can eat. Burger King's fries are trash. They're just nothing.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, I think that's all I can.
There's very few places that do the shoestring fries, but if you find a good place that can do good shoestrings, that those are worth it when you can find them.
Oh, and then we could just, I mean, if we really want to derail this, we could just talk about how under-seasoned and under-portioned Red Robin is. They have all the potential to be good steak fries, but they just need to give you more than five and actually hold the shaker over the bowl.
Well, see, the secret to Red Robin fries is you got to get a side of the poppy seed honey mustard to dip them in. And that changes your world right there.
Yeah, the thing that pisses me off about them is like they'll like bottomless fries. We're bottomless fries, man. You get all the fries you want. And then they just give you this little bit. And it's like,
right.
Really, I gotta
and then your
just,
waiter disappears for the rest of the meal.
I just got to keep asking for fries until I get like a normal amount of fries after like the third ask. just give me a fucking bunch of them now and you don't have to worry about coming back again. Do you want some more fries? Yes. I only got six before.
Yes, I want more fries.
Always. Always more fries.
Thank you, Linus.
All right. Was that enough fry talk? So fun.
No.
Tim and Jim has to update his review now.
Oh, yeah. He's got to add that to his. He's got to go and edit his iTunes review. That's enough of all that. Will you call me tonight? The listeners take over the show. You can take over the show as well. 559-492-0542. That is a 24/7 voicemail line that you can leave a 3-minute or less voicemail on and we'll play it here in the show, or you can record it yourself and send it to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com, or just send a regular email and we'll read that. Let's start off with some traditional voicemails.
Hey guys, Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
I've often thought about doing this, but I never really do it. But it's like I'm just listening to the show, and I'm hearing you guys talking about stouts, you know, green beers and stouts being green. And I just feel like I have to interject, like I'm sitting there with you guys, and I have to interject and say, well, they don't dry hop stouts, and therefore that there's no issue with them being green. Because that's really a dry hopping issue. And it's especially an issue with hazies, but even with Westies, you can have some, probably less so with the Westies. It's really the hazies. That's just an issue with hazies. Let the shit settle out a little bit. But nobody's dry hopping a stout.
Yeah.
Who the fuck dry hops a stout?
Right?
All right, anyway, you know, I'm probably going to press play, and then you guys are going to figure this out on your own.
No.
But
we didn't.
I just had to interject. So that's that. Cheers. Keep up the good work.
Oh, we got a little flair on that.
Guys.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'll dry up a stout. I'll do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'm right there.
Scotty B will do it.
Standing right
push
by
the dry
port.
Hop button.
Just got to open it up.
Yeah, there's a dry hop button, right? You just push the dry hop button and then dry hops. It's like my washing machine. I got a new clothes washing machine. It has more fancy buttons.
Dry hop setting?
Yeah.
Clothes washing machine. How old are you?
Clothes washing machine. I got one of them clothes washing machines.
Yeah. Where do you put the hops in at?
Washing machines. I'm from Oklahoma. We call it wash. Yeah, you put the hops in at
the container.
You put the hops in when you put the softener in. You put the hops in at the same time as the softener.
And then you push the dry hop button.
Yep. Push it. Beep-goop.
Okay, wait, call me crazy, but wouldn't the dry hop cycle be on the dryer?
You'd think so, but nope.
It's in the washer.
So you got, you got the water. The dryer doesn't have any water.
Ah, no. No, it does not. That would not be a good day to have water in the dryer.
No. Yeah, you're having some issues there. If you got water in your dryer. Here's your problem. You got water in here. In the dryer, you done fixed the water up with the dryer, and then the drying part up with the washer.
It's one of them new wet dryers.
It's a wet dryer.
It's like a wet dry shop vac, but a wet dry clothes dryer.
The new dryer does have it's like a de-wrinkling thing. Yeah. I don't know how it's doing it, but there is it sprays it somehow. I don't know where the water's coming from
spritzes.
In the dryer.
It's like spritzes it.
Getting something from the atmosphere. I don't know.
It's from the hops.
So we've got a fry talk and washer and dryer talk. That's how this we're.
That's where we're headed.
Classic
what
episode.
Brand? Hi guys.
I don't know.
What's going on? It's Donnie.
Hi,
I'm
Donnie.
Up here in the, I would like to say, beautiful Pacific Northwest. It is beautiful, but it is windy, it is rainy, it is cold, it's miserable.
Uh-oh.
And I got bad news for you guys.
What?
Period. My company is officially bought out by AB InBev. So now I am going to be an employee of AB InBev.
What?
That's okay, though. I still love you guys. I'll still drink craft beer. If you don't want me to be a golden god anymore, I understand.
We don't want that buyout, Patreon.
We love that ABMF money.
I am sitting here, though, with a great notion. Hot fudge Saturday, something like that. I don't know. It's fantastic. Anyways, now that the bad news is over, good news. Last night, my local bottle shop had a tasting that I went to. This is for Nick. A 2019 and a 2021 Utopias. It was awesome. $35. It got you a 1 ounce pour of each. They did a raffle for the empty bottles at the end. It was a really cool experience, though. I won't buy a bottle unless, I become rich. And it was cool. It was a cool experience to try it. And I want to thank Republic Bottle Shop for that. It was good. Anyway, things up here in the Northwest are great. Thanks for everything you guys do. That's all. Have a good night. Bye. Pacific Northwest.
Wow, two variants of Utopias.
Whoa.
1 ounce pours, though. That's... I don't know. I don't want to be greedy, but, man, make 2 ounces at least, please.
That's pretty crazy. Oh, well, sorry about that buyout, Diane. Hopefully your doesn't affect the job any.
Maybe he'll get buyout bonuses.
Yeah. Buyout bonuses.
If it's not a bonus, it's a bone in it. Oh, wait. It's too early to call that one.
How's it going, fellas? This is Light Your Phone on Fire Friday, because we're really close to the fire pit with Janine's phone.
We are in our own personal beer garden in our backyard with our new fire pit that we got last weekend.
In our own private
fire pit.
Are you
pit it up.
Two olders.
We just built a gazebo.
It's huge, man. It's a 10 by 12 gazebo in our backyard, so we just sit out here with our fire pit and drink beer now.
And our dogs.
Yeah, and our dogs.
It's pretty cool. We're having a good time.
Yeah, fire pit's hot, and it's getting cold here, so kind of nice. It was 70 today.
Yeah, but I like it. It's nice. But I was in Disney World last weekend, so that's one of the reasons we didn't call in.
Just out on the call 2 weeks in a row. Sorry, boys.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that I'm going to do a calendar this year. Ooh, so if someone else wants to take up that. The reins and do the calendar...
I'll do it! What? I can't do it?
Shutterflies.
I did the first year, by the way, just so you know. Like,
I know, but he just stole everyone's Facebook.
Except for mine's going to be Yeti. Every has to have a Yeti.
Whatever. If anyone wants to do it, Shutterfly is a good thing because it's easy to share.
I will help do it, or I will do it myself, but if somebody wants to collab with me and or whatever, just hit me up. I mean, let's make it happen. Janine wants to bow out. It's cool. We can still make it happen. Or, you know, if somebody else wants to completely do it, that's cool too.
Right. So I do use Untappd for my own personal thing. So I pretty much five every beer that I like that I'll drink again. And then any beer that is a style that I like but I would not drink again, I give it a 4. And then any beer that I would absolutely never drink again, I just don't even rate. So that's the way I do my Untappd. And that's how I know if I'm looking back, I'll be like, oh, I didn't rate this beer. I should not buy this.
And I get all kinds of shit for 5 and everything. I figure if the guys put work into making a beer, I'm going to rate it a 5. If it's terrible, I just won't rate it. I'm not going to dog on anybody's shit. Let's pump up all those numbers. I don't care. People are like, well, if you look back on your Untappd, how are you going to know if you liked it or not? I'm going to be all, because it's beer. That's how I'm going to know I liked it. How about that?
Yeah, so that's where we differ. Beer.
Oh, well, no, it's all good. I'm not angry or anything. I'm just saying people get on my case about the fiving stuff, but it's all good. It's good for me. It's good for everybody else.
Yeah, and then some people don't five stuff unless it knocks your socks off, which is fine, too.
I know. Sorry, I didn't listen to the show yet. What's going on with is the 5-star not your style guy actually good for beer?
No, they said that it doesn't really affect it. So
Janine got to listen. I had to work all day. That's mm-hmm. kind of a lot.
What?
Change the oil in the cars.
Anyways, we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
We totally fucked up our ending.
Bye.
Later.
Acapella.
So I was gonna ask about the. I was gonna mention the calendar this week if Colin and Janine didn't.
Yeah.
The past couple years. Maybe 2, maybe 3 years. Colin and Janine have been doing the calendar, Perfect Pour calendar, and putting together pictures of listeners and every week and or every month. And I was like, usually they're already pretty much done by now, but understandable. That's a little bit of work there. I will say unless somebody else wants to jump in, I'll help Colin, and we'll put it together. And if Colin or Janine can just forward me all the things that they have as far as I, you know, there's some dates on there and stuff. Well, actually, I could just go back and look at like this year's calendar and figure out any dates, but I'll figure out something. Draw, you know, if I can't figure it out, then I'll get Colin to help me or something, but.
I definitely like the idea of making it a Yeti theme. So
the calendar, the whole year, Yeti themed?
People with their various Yeti products, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't have a problem with that. Yeti coolers. I was thinking the Yeti beer first when you said that. I still don't have a Yeti. So whatever. Still not cool enough.
I love gold.
It's a new beer entering the show. This one is Adventurous Brewing Pod Unsubscribed Double IPA. How appropriate is that for this show? Unsubscribe.
Unfriend you.
Adventurous Brewing is in Iowa, in Bentendorf, that does not sound like an Iowa brewery. And this was donated to the show by Brian Anderson, the BA Cyclone on Untappd, if you want to look at Brian. And he sent us a few other beers. And one of them, Nick has. Matt doesn't have one yet because I just picked it up today. So Brian put a note in with his beers he sent. says, I wanted to share some more tasty Iowa beer with you guys. Adventurous Brewing is a nano brewing in our state that most Iowans don't even know about, but their stuff is amazing. Huge shout out to local bottle shops like my friends at Happy's Wine and Spirits, who pull in cans from far and wide that you cannot get anywhere else. Every town has that one place who is the source for pulling in craft beer from all over. The key is just finding that store. Also, Groovy, Ruby from my favorite brewery anywhere, Barntown. I'm excited to share because it's my favorite beer, but just now available in cans. It's awesome, but it was previously only draft or crowlers, even though available. Though available year round. I'm way behind on episodes, but funny you guys brought up what I was thinking like 4 weeks ago. Where's all the stouts? I've been enjoying my New England IPAs all summer land, but will summer and will all winter, but I am excited to see some new dark stouts pop up in the coolers now that weather is turning colder. Keep up the great work, guys. And that's Brian.
Iowa.
So, Iowa. This has got a good aroma here. It's a hazy. It's kind of hazy.
Yeah.
Ah, that is good. Ooh, that's fresh. Good stuff. See, the guys can see the label there.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good stuff, Brian. Thank you. And continue with the voicemail. Did you get a new beer, Nick?
I have not.
Oh, okay. I just saw you. So you leave and come back. And then,
did you? Spying on me.
Yeah. I'm watching what you're doing, buddy. You're not getting away with anything over there. We continue with more voicemails.
Waterly Homies, True You Be Here, and I'm car washing homes. Got the Suburban in the drive-through car wash because she's too damn big for me to wash, Holmes.
That's right. Check you need out. The elephant brush.
Sober October, Mikey. I didn't do Sober October. I kind of stopped doing Sober October because my Dodgers are always playing in October, Holmes. And it sucks watching your team play, and you can't enjoy a couple good beers. That's it. So I figured I'll push it for a month at... You know, they don't play, homie, so Sober October, my Dodgers are always playing in October, so there's no reason for me to do Sober October. IPAs, homie, I like to buy IPAs based on hops, I just buy West Coast IPAs. I buy any IPA. I don't care the type of hops that it has, as long as it's fresh and it's good, homie. I had Celebration over the weekend off the can. Celebration is a good can sipper, homie. Also, Mikey, you brought up hazy, homie. Seriously, Holmes, I have one hazy every 2 weeks. That's tops, Holmes. Can't deal with that crap, homie. Hazies, they're not gut-wrenching and they don't fuck up your gut, but they're not palate. They've kind of ruined your palate, Holmes. So I stick with the West Coast. I stick with single IPAs. Even a triple IPA is even better, homie. Other than that, I'll call you if I got any more, but I'm in the car wash, home. So play those tunes, Mikey. This is True Your Beer. You have to watch them. Peace out, eh?
Sorry, I'm dealing with the analog version. It's a little crappy, but hey, man, it's cool. There's a cool podcast I listen to now. I'm a big fan of called Tabs Out, and it's kind of an experimental podcast. And it's like these three dudes are just funny as shit, and they play. They're like way into tapes, and like sort of tapes. underground tapes and ambient music kind of tapes and stuff, and. They just clown around. It's sort of like it reminds me of the Perfect Pour. If we were instead of talking about craft beer, we were talking about tapes and playing weird tapes and stuff. So Oh, if you think that sounds cool to you, go check out Tabs Out.
I mean, I own tapes.
I own tapes?
Like modern tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I have some vintage tapes, too.
Vintage. But these are like
I think my rarest tape is a copy of Miss Allen's, an old Fresno rock band.
I have a copy of Ribbit, an old Fresno rock band tape.
Nice. Was it Micah? Was that the bass player?
Yeah. Oh, you know Ribbit.
Yes, I know Ribbit.
Micah's a friend. I used to work with him. He's a cool guy. We had Ribbit play at a Halloween party once, so we're pretty
what?
Cool. Pretty cool.
All right, homies, true you be here. Stop what you're doing, homies. Put the mics down, put the headphones down, press pause, and go out right now and purchase this North Park Brewing Army of the Kinda Deadish. It's a DDH West Coast IPA at 8%. This is my third can, homie. It's a purple label, pink and green letterings, and it has four little hops that look like zombies, homes. Stop what you're doing, get this beer, it won't ruin whatever you're doing. Amazing freaking West Coast IPA. Hats off to North Park. I know you're listening. This is my third can today. It's an 8% ABV. Came home, just got home from work, Holmes. It's what? It's 7:30 right now. Started work at 4 p.m. Shitty day, Holmes. I do a couple deliveries over on the Topanga Pass, 10 minutes away from PCH. My truck broke down, homie. I drive a diesel with a turbo on it. The connection from the turbo to the intake valve cracked, homie. So I couldn't go any faster than 10 miles an hour. I'm basically idling, homie. So I had to wait for the tow truck to come get me, and I just got home. Holmes. So shitty fucking day, Holmes. So I have a lot of work to do tomorrow. It'll be an early day, so I just got home and I started pounding some fucking beers. It's like 7:30 right now, like I said. So stop what you're doing, pick up this beer, and enjoy it with me, Holmes. Other than that, appreciate everything you guys do. The perfect pour. What does the perfect pour mean to me? The perfect pour is my familia, homie. It looks like I'll be out there, homie. It looks like I'll be at Rush Hour, one day event for me. I'll drive out there early and then come pick up my couple cases of Rush Hour and some General Sherman and some DDH, and then head homes. It said homes, homes. Dude, I'm really fucking buzzed, homes. So, Mikey, I hope I have the opportunity to hang out with you, maybe buy you a beer or two, and then, and also with the Zacks, I didn't forget about you guys. And the Napolitanos, whoever is out there that day, you know. So, cheers, homie. Go buy yourself this North Park Army of the Kinda Deadish, and really enjoy it. When you pop this open, think of me, Holmes. Think of me, North Park, and think about the perfect pour. This is Chew Your Beer. Yeah, they watch you, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. It's windy where Chew's at. I hope it's. But Chew's truck is fixed and all is well.
Yeah.
With work.
Blew the turbo clean off that thing.
That turbo, man. Gotta watch out.
Under pressure.
Yeah, you guys could have been. If you guys Boosty. Were there, you could have helped him. But you weren't there, were you?
Car wash talk. We have not touched on car washing here yet.
You're listening to 90.7 KBSR. Here's Ribbit.
All right. what it's been. No. You really like me for. You best not come around. Cause I'll just come and go.
There you go. There's some rivet for you.
Yeah. I'm taking me back.
I love gold.
I saw Nick open a new beer.
Oh, man. I almost forgot to do this. I know one of you two has had it. I don't know if two of you two have had it. But it is officially celebration season.
Ah, ha, ha.
Had it.
I mean, not to spoil anything.
And not had it.
Woo! Man, there went Matt Street cred out the door. Oh,
out
man.
The door.
He had so much street cred built up from going to Spokeasy all the time. And then,
Would Spokeasy put this on tap? Or is this?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think
cool
so.
Is
I don't
cool.
think so. Maybe. Matt has no opinion. He just wants to hear more rivet. All right, Matt, more rivet.
All right. I just came on
no.
Matt's like, I need to hear more 90s Fresno bands.
Yeah.
Woo! That was
it's
a ribbit.
Like, it's like pre-ska and post-ska all at the same time.
All happening at once. All right, we got one more voicemail.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. So I got myself together a voicemail last week to send. And as I was typing in the email address to share it with, I apparently sent it to The Perfect Jeans, a place that I bought
yes.
jeans from a few months ago. And so they did reply to my voicemail, which was kind of fun. Said it sounded like you had a good time. So anyway, a couple weeks ago, my son had a tournament out in Santa Barbara. So we made the 6.5-hour drive from Sacramento down to Santa Barbara.
Oh, God, 6.5 hours.
He did across. I watched it. Foggy and cold, which is fine for me. Only made it to a couple of breweries. We hit up a place called The Cruisery. It was pretty good beer. It was nothing to get too excited about. The takeout options were very low, so nothing came home with me. They had some really good tacos and good fries, though. And then I jumped on Untappd, and I said, hey, Untappd, what else is close by? And Untappd said, hey, you know, there's a place called Modern Times right around the corner here. No kidding.
Oh, wow.
Half a block away, Modern Times. So I snuck into Modern Times with my buddy. We had ourselves a couple of taster pours of a couple of hazies, and then a nice barrel aged stout. And then I went to the To Go's and grabbed a lager, grabbed a couple hazies, and they had these things called smoothie seltzers, which my wife quite enjoys.
What's happening?
So I got a couple of smoothie seltzers, and brought them home, and I cracked one of those things open with my wife and. Damn, those things are tasty.
No.
I got to say.
No.
Incredibly tasty. Anyway, don't look past the smoothie seltzers for certain places. Last weekend, we were in the fabulous state of Nevada in the city of Las Vegas, again, for a lacrosse tournament. No real big brewery trips or anything like that. It was just too much sun. I was too tired. The only real beering I had was Panda Stash from Hop Valley. It was quite tasty. Only cost me $4 for 2 pints since I was playing a little video poker. And I picked up myself almost doubled my money on the video poker, which is pretty nice. So a plus in my mind. This weekend we're in home. So, I don't have to travel. Get to sleep in my own bed. That's kind of a nice thing, as you can imagine. And then it's off to Petaluma, then Thanksgiving and Temecula. And, yeah, we've got a bunch of traveling coming up for lacrosse and personal stuff. So. Anyway, right now I just rolled out of Machine Head Brewing. Got to shake Rob's hand and say congratulations on the first year. And I'm going to swing over to Crow and Wolf in the Fresno County, as Mike would like to call it, and have a beer there before heading to the hotel. Hope you guys have a good show. I'm pushed up against time. Keep up the good work. Be safe. Check your dates. Bye.
Bye.
Mikey, I'm in Clovis.
Ah, shh. Damn, that sucks. That sucks, Wazoo, to be in Clovis. Sorry about that.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss. Thanks for calling. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. There's the OG version. Oh, thanks everyone for calling into the show. It's very nice of you.
No, thank you.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
name. You can call us. You can do it. I believe in you. We want to hear from new listeners. We want to hear from that all the Belgian listeners we got. Let's check it in on Ribbit. Where are they up to?
I do.
I do. All right. Good job, Ribbit.
Bender till December. Pew, pew, pew.
See how well that just blended in. That's called professional.
Ribbit.
Ribbit? Did Ribbit do that?
Ribbit? Did Ribbit do that?
Did Ribbit do that? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What's been going on down there at the Spokeasy?
They had Beechwood on draft, and so I've enjoyed a few of those, but I was able to escape out of town for a day trip on Saturday, and so I was in the Oakland area and got to go visit Modern Times and Drake's and a couple other establishments that didn't have beer in the area. And so it's just I've been hopping about. I've been trying to use Untappd to check in things, so just those that have me on Untappd, Bearded Brewer 87, check it out so you can see what I've been drinking.
You were at a show.
And where I've been drinking.
You were at a show this week, right?
That's what I just said.
What did they have beers at this venue?
Didn't even look.
Whoa, you're that focused on the band. You're like, I don't care what beer's here. I'm here to see music.
Well, we knew we were going home after the show, so we. By the time we got to the show, we were already done. So,
one of those that many Fresnans know, you go see a show and you got to drive home from the Bay Area or where what have you.
That we opted to.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes it's like $200 hotel room or drive home.
It was time constraints, but yeah.
Yeah. We don't get all the cool shows that the Bay Area does.
Mm-hmm.
The Nick 80. Oh, you want to check in on Ribbit?
Oh, yes. I was hoping you had more.
Yeah. what solid. Sound was. Oh, that might be the end of that. I was just
one, two, just three, four, man. One.
Now, too the ballad. Too slow for us. We need to keep this high energy, guys.
Yeah, of course. That's all we do. We're up to 11 all the time.
Yeah, we're always on 11. What were you drinking then?
It was a celebration weekend. I'm sorry, I had one beer all weekend.
Hey.
I found it at the market Saturday.
Brand of beer.
yeah, not one single beer, one brand.
Celebration Brewing.
Did you get the 12er? Sixer or 12er?
12er. Did a 12er. Dose.
Is it gone now?
Nope, still working on it.
Oh,
but
weak.
Weak. Weak sauce. I smashed all 12 Saturday night.
All 12.
There is no more.
Honey, I'll be sleeping in the beer garden tonight.
What? That's right.
Isn't there a place to sleep in the beer garden?
Turn the sprinklers off. I don't want to get
Turn
wet.
Turn the sprinklers off, honey. I'm sleeping in the beer garden tonight.
Yep. I worked on Volkswagens and drank Celebration. That was my weekend.
Wow, that sounds like a dream weekend. That sounds like
I'm wrong.
Your retirement, your future retirement.
Yes.
Both you and Matt, like, this is my retirement dream. Drink Celebrations and work on Volkswagens all weekend. All week.
All week. What day is it?
Doesn't matter if you're retired.
I just want to retire so I could ask people that question. Oh, what day is it again?
Yeah, what is it again?
Oh, sorry, I'm retired.
Yep, sorry, I'm retired. I don't know what day it is. And then everyone can be like, fuck you.
That's right.
Oh, all right.
Found this donut shop first. You fuck off.
You fuck off. Sorry, I worked 50 years for this, so leave me alone.
Yeah. Back the fuck up.
I mean, that's why I respect the Larry Bell guy, because, like, that's one of my, I don't know if it's pet peeve, but, like, rich people that are rich and they're old and they still keep, like, working and still keep trying to make more money, I'm just like, you know, like, you're gonna die, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, are there things you like doing in life? Can you just stop working and enjoy the things because you're, like, rich? Like, well, like, it's just, I just cannot believe when old rich people keep working is just the most bizarre thing in the world to me. Okay. So I respect Larry for, like, dude, I'm going to go enjoy some money.
Peace. I'm out.
Peace.
I leave you in good hands.
Mm-hmm. Once you've got acquired enough wealth to take care of your grandkids, then you're like, all right, I'm done working now. I will now go enjoy.
Yeah, or he didn't pretend to do, like, oh, I'll be on the board of directors, and then 6 months later,
and then 6 months,
I've sold my shares.
I've sold my shares. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I just have to, you have to respect somebody that's like, I've got a shit ton of employees here that rely on this brewery to keep going. I'm not going to just abandon it.
Yeah.
So some
that's reasonable.
You know. I've softened my stance on indie brewing a little bit.
Interesting.
Apparently. Was that all your beers? Where were we at? Or were we on mine?
Yeah, that's literally all I drink was Celebration all weekend.
This is my goal. I have one Celebration left in the fridge, and my goal is to have it always there, like, never not have Celebration through Christmas.
That's right. We got to start tracking the canning dates.
I don't want to, like, open my fridge and not have at least one celebration in there. So I need to get some tomorrow since I only have one left.
So this is October 7th is my canning date.
That was mine too.
Okay.
I think so. 7th sounds right anyway.
Yeah, 10/7/21.
Yeah, yeah.
At 11.
So if somebody has something past 10/7 canning date, let us know, because we're trying to figure out if there's like a whole
batches.
How far deep the batches go? How deep does this batch hold?
How far deep? Yeah. What's your batch deepness?
How deep is your batch hole goal?
How deep is your batch hole?
So yeah, I had Celebration Ale. Obviously, I found it. It's great. It's just like it always is. It's wonderful. Wonderful to have around. I'll say this about Celebration Ale. If it was just a year-round thing where it's called Celebration and it wasn't themed around wintertime, it wasn't themed around Christmas.
You're scaring me.
If it was just like Celebration Ale and it was just sort of a generic label and it's there all the time, I don't know that I would be trying it.
Like if it was birthday confetti?
Yeah. It's like, woo, Celebration Ale. And I would try it once. I'd be like, all right, that's cool. And I probably wouldn't think about it again. The fact that it's seasonal.
And it's the bright red.
Yep. And it's got that, iconic red and the cabin and the snow. All that comes together that makes it work for Celebration. So, you know, everything goes into that.
Yeah.
It's not just this. Just the
I'm
beer
with you.
The beer tastes great. It's not, but it, you know, it's it
yeah.
is what it is.
It's like a Hallmark movie for beer.
There you go. It's like what, you know, everyone's got their Christmas movie lineup that they have that you got to see, watch every year. So it's kind of a little bit like that.
We haven't done our Hallmark drinking game rules, have we?
Did we do that? That was something we did.
Yeah, we did that last year.
Well, research that. Get it ready for our after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. We'll save that
episode. I also had one from Henhouse Brewing Frozen Envelope. Had a 4-pack of that. Got that at the Whole Foods. Moonraker Citra Visions. That was good because it had Citra. Remember, we were talking about Citra and Mosaic last week.
That's the only hops you need ever.
That's all you need. Another one from Moonraker, Mozaka. That was a very good beer. One from Bottle Logic called Serpentine, like the snake. And it was not good. That was not a good beer. I would stay away from Bottle Logic Serpentine Time. Don't go there. And that's all the notable beers I had last week. Let's see if Rivets do anything yet. No. Oh, they're done.
They're done.
They left
they're
the stage. Well, wait, is there an encore? No.
They counted their tips and they went home.
They're like, oh. Check us out on the YouTubes. Oh, no. Whoa, no. Oh, encore. Yeah. Woo! I love when there's an encore. You don't think there's going to be an encore, but then there is. You're like, yeah. I almost went home.
Good thing I tried to order one more beer. Oh, time change.
Yeah, dude. All kinds of time changes. check back in with Rubit, see what they're doing later.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Any cheers for us this week? Who needs some cheers? Who needs some cheersing up?
It's a very good question. Cheers to out, cheers out to everybody on the Discord. They keep the several channels within there, the Perfect Pour and the ones they've made. Alive it's, at all times.
It's anarchy on there in the Discord. Channel anarchy. I know the Porums. So, I mean, I feel bad for the Porum, but also, like, yeah, Facebook, you know. The Lager Discord and Lager Line has taken over the juice. Taking the juice away from the Porum. Porum's still there. Porum's still cool.
Yeah. But I don't get Discord.
Come on. Yeah, you do.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. I don't understand it.
I don't understand the Discord. Well,
how do I like something?
Next time your nephew's over there, tell him. Show him your phone like an old man. Show him your phone like, hey. Can you get me on the Discord over here? Yes, Uncle Nick. Let me see your phone.
I don't get it.
Any more cheers, man?
There's a lot of people on there. I mean, you should. Anybody wants to know, just ask to join.
Ask to join. The Lager Line is open for all listeners of the show. Nick?
Sorry.
Trying to figure out the Discord.
I fell into the Discord rabbit hole. I'm trying to figure out what page I'm on and who's talking to me. Okay. Cheers to Discord. Cheers to Mikey
cheers
for porch bumming me earlier.
What did it
must be appreciate, nice. I appreciate you and Matt doing all the work to get me beer.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah.
You're a jet.
I do not
the
like
jerks
leaving
are called. They're running out of you.
Cheers to Wazoo Corvette for the beer donations. And I think there's a BA Cyclone beer in there too.
Yeah,
a quad IPA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
looks...
dude, I saw that quad. I was like, Nick needs a quad IPA.
Yeah, looks massive. I haven't had a quad in a while.
Yeah,
I miss
man.
Quad IPAs.
I've been quadding it up lately. Got to get back into it.
Yeah, about ready for barley wines. Barley wine should be like the dead of winter.
Oh,
maybe
January.
Like
January.
The week between Christmas and New Year's, like that's barley wine season.
Like, I get fucked up. You don't want to get too fucked up. You want to be very, you want to be ready for New Year's. You don't want to be hungover for New Year's Eve. You want
no,
to be, like, fresh.
Don't.
For New Year's Eve. I mean, you want to be hungover New Year's Day, but not New Year's Eve. You want to be like ready to like.
Yeah, I do.
Ready to throw down. Like, open all
yeah,
the gates.
Fight. I'm going to fight you and then go get a roll the hot dog. cheers to new untapped friend Will Murray. Based out of Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Whoa! Nice.
I was going to say clever name, but they could just be.
Could actually be named Will Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. William Murray.
William Murray.
Oh, cheers to Ribbit.
Ribbit's a little too slow right now. We'll check back in with him a little bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to all those people, man.
All the people. Cheers to Pimonti's Deli for providing me with sandwiches last Saturday.
Ah. Well, did you go to the, did you run the race? Did you and your Karen run the
No, race? We didn't. We did not run any races this year.
Last Sunday?
Yeah.
The marathon.
Two cities. It was, yeah, the day after time change. I'm going to go run a race.
They've been pretty good at posting their soup of the day, and I'm recently had the chicken noodles good, and I'm looking out for their lasagna, which seems to be popping up on Wednesdays.
That sounds good.
Lasagna soup.
Who has the soup?
Pimonti's.
Oh, Pimonti's. All right. Tower District, Fresno, California. Go check it out.
Yeah. Top two in
San Luis Obispo.
Oh, no. I don't care about that. Cheers to all the golden gods keeping us in the monies so we can just buy roller taco roller machines.
Taco
road meat machines.
Oh, man. If we could. Want. Okay. If you guys remember Chevy's.
Yeah.
Tex-Mex, they had a tortilla press.
Yeah. Well, should we get by that for you? Should we buy a tortilla press?
I'm considering this option right now, yes.
But then somebody's got to like do like the tortilla part. Like, do you know how to do that?
No. Nobody knows.
Nobody does. Nobody knows how to do that. It's a mystery.
Nobody.
Yeah. He's an Ernie Ball.
Ernie Ball.
Some Ernie Ball.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Super Slinkies.
Hear that? It's Ernie, yeah, it's Super Slinky Ernie Balls. Alright, well, we'll just keep like checking in on that Ribbit show. This is like a long encore they're doing over there at Club Fred.
Well, you know.
Three
songs show, but a 12-song encore.
Like, but they did such a long encore.
Like, they really gave us our money's worth.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the show, hanging out with us this week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And thank you for sharing the show and just staying involved with us and being part of the Perfect Pour community. And look out for Rush Day, third Saturday in December at Tioga Sequoia Brewing. We might be hanging around. Nick and I might be roaming around recording people's conversations secretly and then using them for the show.
Holding an empty cup and like just like, hey, like, top me off.
Well, yeah, top me off. Hey, man, top me off. I'm part of the industry. I'm industry.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Industry, top me off. Yeah, top me off. Top me off with that coffee stout. Powders.
Hey, what you got? Watermelon stout. Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four.
Oh yeah.
Have a great week.
Maybe.
Be safe.
Okay.
Have fun.
Uh-huh.
And check your dates.
Check your dates. Don't forget your ribbit.
Don't forget to buy a ribbit tape.
Yeah.